Let's get to the chapter 2, traditional logistics versus e-logistics. Traditional logistics is what used to happen earlier, and e-logistics is now what we are experiencing. Let's understand this a little more in detail. There are advantages and disadvantages both. These are the topics that we will cover in our this chapter. E-commerce and logistics, traditional logistics, supply chain and logistics, material information and money flow in logistics, reverse logistics, characteristics of traditional logistics, characteristics of e-logistics. How companies differ on logistics business objective, how companies differ on customer order level, e-commerce and logistics, ESCM supply chain management, and then the wrap up. E-commerce and logistics. Logistics is a part of the overall supply chain, which ensures product delivery from raw material to the final customer using a definite structure involving an efficient network, and productive information channel. So what does e-commerce logistics do? It uses the physical movement of goods along with the network, along with the technology, and it gives you update about your order and also delivers you on time. The primary supply chain of any product involves raw material, producer, distributor, retailer, and the customer. So the primary supply chain is basically about this, getting the goods from the raw material from the supplier to the producer. The producer produces the goods. It goes to the distributor, from the distributor it goes to the retailer, and then to the final customer. This is how the primary supply chain works. Today's supply chain is very flexible, agile. Flexible is that it also changes from one stage to the other, skipping one stage, you could say. Agile is making it quick. Agile value network designed to deliver at a fast pace. The traditional model of producing large volumes of the same product to the retailer and distributors has become a thing of past. So earlier we used to have this huge quantity of raw material coming from the supplier going to the producer. Nowadays it's no more like this. And from the producer to the warehouse, and from the warehouse to the customer. Now there are even smaller quantities. So logistics was a lot about just the physical movement between these different players in the market. But now logistics is a lot about live update and smaller quantities and efficiently done. A visual representation of the traditional logistics. You can clearly see there is manufacturing the product, then it goes to the distribution, then there's a supply chain, there's a cargo, and there's a delivery, and then final destination. This is how traditional logistics used to work, you know, where each of these had at their disposal, at their independent time and intervals, used to deliver and produce things. Traditional logistics relates mainly to the physical movement of the material, the management, the distribution of the supplies goods, focusing mainly on procurement, production, sales, and distribution. These were the main roles that traditional logistics is doing. That is, first is procurement, then is the movement, then making sure that the sales and distributions are done properly. The main focus of traditional logistics is the delivery to the customer. In traditional logistics, the movement of goods from point A to point B entails two functions, transportation and warehousing. This is it. They don't have to look into the real-time update. They don't have to look into any kind of where in transit the goods are there, where the sender or the receiver needs any update. Suppose there is a wholesaler from whom I call goods from Delhi to Mumbai. I know if it is coming by road, it will take 4 days. If it is coming by train, by rail, it will take 2 days. And my expected timeline is also there. I will max to max call and ask him when was the last dispatch done, and I will know it. This is how traditional logistics work. Okay. Mostly these activities were often carried out by the company or the organization itself. So the role play or the logistic department was so small that the companies would mostly do it by basically do it by themselves. There was a team of 2 to 3 people who were looking into the logistic after the QC is done. The goods are packed in carton, and they are dispatched. There used to be a transporter who comes and who takes the goods and delivers pan. Suppose if it's a brand delivering pan India, so it will deliver pan India. So there was not much to do in this more than just making the goods packed and making sure the distribution is done through the logistic transporter. While the term logistic and supply chain are used interchangeably, which is very oftenly used, but the fact is that the logistic is a part of a supply chain. Supply chain has to do much more than just transporting. Logistic comes under supply chain. The overall supply chain is a network of business and organization working in the sequence of process, including logistic, to produce and distribute goods. So supply chain is a lot to do with a lot of processes and sequences of goods being dispatched from the supplier to the producer, then from the producer going to the distributor. So there are sequences of processes involved in the supply chain, and logistic is one part of it. Traditional supply and logistic visual illustration. You can clearly see there's a supplier. From the supplier, it goes to the manufacturer. There's a warehouse. This warehouse is for the physical supply, that is the material management happening over here. Then from the manufacturer, it goes to the warehouse. Again, there's a physical distribution of the goods going to the customer. So this is the basic illustration which I just explained that happens. Suppose if I'm ordering some goods from Delhi to Mumbai or from Delhi to Kolkata, this is a process of the traditional logistic will go through. Material information and money flow in logistics. So this is a visual presentation of how the material information and money flow in logistics. In logistics, material flow goes at the first from the supplier to the customer. So the supplier sends the material to the manufacturer, who's the customer to the supplier. From upstream to downstream, you can clearly see from upstream to downstream the material is going. And information and the money flow from the customer to the supplier. So suppose if I'm the customer to my supplier, who's actually a manufacturer of the product. So I will give him the information of what I need. I will give him the money. Once I will give him the information first. He will send the raw material to me, and then I will do the payment. So it is from downstream to upstream. You can clearly see that in the visual presentation. When it is a reverse flow, a product is returned to the supplier. To enable efficient logistics, information should go naturally from the supplier to the customer. So when there is reverse logistics, this also has to be done very seamlessly. It should not be taken for granted. Therefore, material, information, and money flows move crisscross. If you realize, I will send the information to the supplier, as if I'm the manufacturer, and the customer to the supplier. And I will send the money, but the product actually comes to me. So the whole relationship between the money flow and the information and the material is crisscross, if you realize. And you can clearly see it in that visual presentation too. You can see in the presentation, supplier is on the right, and then you can see the information from the company goes to the supplier. Supplier then sends it to the material to the company, and the company money flows to the supplier, and there is a reverse flow of the product if there is a return. Same thing is with the company and the customer. The information flow from the customer to the company while placing the order. The material flows from the company to the customer, and the customer sends the money to the company, and there's a reverse flow if there is a return. The whole relationship, if you see, between the supplier, company, and customer, and the flow of these three things is crisscross. In logistics is a large number of information exchange on sales and inventory amounts and forecast. Ordering, transport, confirmation and invoicing, as well as various types of contracts and terms of delivery. So in logistics, the information is very large. The data is very large when you are receiving orders, accuracy to the data, update to the data, any changes to the data. There is everything has to be done when it comes to when it is in a logistic company. Any miss of information, the invoicing is to be done. Any of this in the process, we cannot skip the task. All supply chain parties should receive adequate information to be able to do their part in customer needs satisfaction in timely manner. Just as I said, we cannot skip any information. If I have to order from Kashmir 100 apples, so I need to say exactly what quality of apple I'm looking for, what price point I will be buying, what is the quantity I'm looking for, and where exactly and by when do I need the order. Suppose if I need it in Delhi or I need it in Mumbai. So all this information should not be, there should not be any miss of information because that actually doesn't help the supplier to sell the product, to send the product. So I, in fact, if I just say that I need 2 kgs of apples and I don't say the quality, he might just send me the most deteriorated quality because I didn't mention the quality name in it, you know. Material flow includes transportation and storage of material or products. So the material flow is also is actually includes transporting and storage of materials or products. There are two, three things involved in a material flow. Transporting is also from supplier to the company, and storage of the material or products. That means at the warehouse it has been kept over there. If material flow goes well, it shows as short delivery time of the product and ultimately as customer satisfaction. So if the material flow has happened right between the supplier and the company, you know, and it goes well effortlessly, seamlessly, you know, it delivers faster in a shorter span and the customer is very happy. That is the final end consumer. Money flow in logistics. Substantial capitals involved in the logistic chain. So there is a lot of capital involved in the logistic chain. There is money pumped in before we have to offer the services first, and the money is always at the end of the month we receive or the end of 10-day cycle or something. Logistic cost involved are transport cost, the transport of apples from Kashmir to Delhi. Storage cost. Suppose it has to be stored. Suppose the order is coming from Kashmir to Mumbai. So the apples will get stored at some segment and then again they'll get transported. Administration cost. At every storage point, at every warehouse where it stops, there is administration. There is an entry made for the goods coming in and then they again exiting out, and there's always a QC done. Packing cost. The packing done. Sometimes the packing done from the main point to the warehouse is different, and then it is again removed and divided for different cities. Suppose if there is a bulk order coming into warehouse somewhere in Delhi, you know, and there again the packing is removed, and as per the order city wise, it has been dispatched. So again, there is packing at two stages. There is capital cost. Capital, the cost of the warehouse, the cost of the cost of the manufacturer, all this is the capital cost. Reverse logistics is a type of a supply chain management that moves goods from the customer back to the seller or to the manufacturer. So what is reverse logistics? Today I received around 100 pieces of shirts and from my distributor who received it from the manufacturer. So I will now want to do reverse logistics. So I out of the 100 pieces, 30 pieces are defective or not as per my quality or not as per my design. These 30 pieces are going to be sent back to the distributor, and the distributor then sends it. If it's his mistake, then they are retained by him, and he figures out the cost and understanding between me and him, or between him and the manufacturer. Or if it is a manufacturer's fault, then it goes back to the manufacturer. And all of this processes, all the processes, all the stages that happen in reverse logistics happens in between three of us. Once a customer receives a product, processes such as returns or recycling require reverse logistics. So a lot of companies are now also recycling their product. So I know of Sublime as a company who says that ki if you take 5 orders from us, plastic bottles, we would like to recycle. So if you collect 10 bottles, that means they are encouraging me to buy it from there, and they will pick up these 10 bottles and they will get the recycling done. So even in recycling, the reverse logistics happens. That is from the customer back to the supplier. Characteristics of traditional logistics. Paper-based documentation. In traditional logistics, everything is done on the paper. The AWB is made on paper. The entries are made in paper. You know, very barely any companies used to actually put all the data on the internet. There are scanned PDFs which are being exchanged between the parties. Manually inputting data into different dissimilar IT systems. The supplier will put the data differently on the Excel sheet. The warehouse guy will do it differently. And even the whole process, the transporting guy will do it differently. And everybody does it at their own system and at their own level of systems maintained by them. Constantly making calls to get the latest cargo status. I'm sure in your earlier years, when you were young, you must have seen your adults actually constantly trying to chase an cargo which has not been received in last 2 days. People are calling and checking with the cargo guy, with the manufacturer. I haven't received this, and where is it, and all that, because there is no live update about the order where exactly in the transit it is. You know, even in export, this used to be an issue earlier. You know, there were no live real-time update, and this is a basic characteristic or maybe a flaw or a negative point in traditional logistics. Missed deadlines, again a very negative point. If I say, for traditional logistics, deadlines were not important at all. People would conveniently, if there is a deadline to receive it on 24th, it is absolutely okay if the customer receives it on 27th or 28th. And traditional logistics, the whole system used to be very slow and relaxed. Missed addresses. Again, the addresses were always missed. They were not taken care of. You know, they would not, there were some mishaps in getting the address. Again, this used to be a negative part of the traditional logistics. Manual intervention at multiple touch points. Everything, all the interventions that were, in fact, there was intervention happening only in traditional logistics. In e-logistics, there is no manual intervention ever. You know, the intervention between the supplier and the transporter, then from the transporter to the warehouse guy, and from the warehouse guy, then again to the transporter, everything had a lot of manual intervention. There was nothing done at a automatic level. It is not understood that it will be done, it will go to the next stage automatically. Focuses only on the production and provision. The traditional logistics were actually used by the companies who only focused on the production and provision. Here, there is a little or no interchangeability between the various software systems used by the stakeholders across the supply chain. So there used to be not. They never used a standard software where everybody is using the same software to update the entire details of the order being produced, dispatched in transit. Nobody had a standard system for it. Each stakeholder works on a various IT systems, software, and documents. As I said earlier, everybody has their own data to be maintained. Nobody had a universal data maintained between themselves. In fact, that is one of the biggest flaw, I would say, in traditional logistics. Today in e-logistics, everybody is on one software and everybody is maintaining it at every stage. Most of the coordination and communication is done over the phone. So everything, because there was no real-time update, everything was coordinated over the phone. The coordination between the supplier and the distributor, then the distributor to the retailer, and obviously then to the final customer. Arguably, this method is both vastly ineffective and very costly. Still, many industrial logistic operations are done this way. They are done this way currently because it works for them. Precisely, I would say for companies who are involved in bulk order systems, they still use traditional logistics because it for them, they feel it's more efficient and cost effective. Now, the characteristics of e-logistics. E-logistics refers to a process of utilizing information and technology infrastructure in the traditional supply chain process to simplify the knowledge sharing, data and transfer. So basically, it shares one platform where everybody is on the same platform getting live update using the supply chain of the traditional logistics. But they are getting live. This is where actually e-logistics has to do a lot with the internet update. E-logistic essentially means carrying out the most of the traditional logistic processes in the supply chain through an online platform, just as I said. It gives concepts for information sharing and information transparency within the partners within supply chain. So the biggest advantage I would say in e-logistics is the transparency that is maintained between all the partners involved in the process, that is supplier, distributor, retailer, and then the final customer too. Everybody has a complete transparent update about the product, at which stage, at which transit point it is. One of the important tasks of e-logistic to share information with its partners. One of the biggest important tasks in e-logistic is sharing the information at real-time basis to all the partners involved in the process of transportation, that is the supplier, the producer, the distributor, and at the same time, the customer. The right logistics service provider in the modern supply chain can help companies to gain and maintain competitiveness, especially by using different modern digital tools in doing the business. So the right logistic partner, if you have the right product and the right price for your product, very primarily you need the right logistic partner who will help you to maintain the competitiveness, especially by having the right kind of tools and digital tools and right kind of manpower to make sure that you are above in your game. One of the major time saving advantages is that you can enter information into the system once and then reuse the data multiple times instead of registering the same information for every shipment. So this is used in two different ways. Suppose if I put in the data for one shipment which has been dispatched, you know, that same data is now at the first point A, it has been entered. Now when it is being moving from point A to point B, from point B to point C, they don't have to put in the data again and again. I have put in the data, they will keep getting the live updates of the movement of the order. Okay, so this is one advantage that happens through technology. Second is that it's the same order which is being placed again. So all I need to do is go back and revise, just cut paste the same order, putting it and giving the update of the information of the where the order is. So that one time that has been put in the system, it has been reused the second time when there's a second order placed of the same quantity by the same customer. Earlier, all of this was done on the registers or manually on an Excel sheet with every partner involved in the entire process, which now it is done on the system, a common system which everybody follows. E-logistics takes care of all the back-end processes needed to receive the order after the buy button is pressed, until the order moves through the warehousing, delivery, transportation, and customer interaction. Obviously, because of we having smartphones now, because we can order without thinking too much, we are ordering more than what we need. And because of this human habit that has been developed, the logistic companies are working much more harder and efficiently to our requirement. Today, if I have to order probably one trouser, I will land up ordering two is just because it's convenient for me to order two. It has increased my buying power because of the convenience. Earlier, I used to go from one store to the other store, then keep trying. No, I don't do any of this. Now, I think if I know the fit, all I keep doing is just order it. And at times I order double just because I'm sure that I'm going to get the product on time and it's a good quality product. Companies need to be more customer-centric and not only customer-aware. Customer centric is thinking what the customer is experience. Customer aware is just knowing, okay, this is what the customer wants and I will deliver it to them. Nowadays, the customers are wanting to have a good experience of receiving the product. This is where e-logistics and ESCM, that is supply chain management, can help companies in creating and maintaining a competitive advantage. When you're a customer-centric company, you will do everything to make sure the customer comes to you. When you're just a customer aware, you might just produce the right kind of a product, but you will not do something to get a very good experience to receive the product. So when you're a customer-centric company, every department of your company is working towards making the entire experience of the customer buying the product and receiving the condom very pleasant. One of the basic differences I would say between a customer aware and a customer centric company is a customer aware company will know exactly what their customer currently needs and they will work towards it or what they want. But a company which is customer centric will actually take a step forward. They will also try to understand what the customer would need in the coming future. They would like to see that they can deliver the customer at every life cycle of the customer. That the customer does not get saturated of the brand, does not get saturated of the product, you know. And they will try to deliver at every phase of their customer life cycle. This is the basic difference, I would say, between the customer centric. The core of the company is to provide the customer at every stage of the life cycle of the customer with the company. This is the biggest difference, I would say, between the company which is customer aware or the customer centric. Developing technology allows companies to offer more customized services, ordering, pickup, and delivery options. Obviously, with technology, all these processes The technology has been developed to take all these processes more effortlessly and seamlessly. To be able to meet customers' needs and keep them from going to the competition, companies need to offer or use services with embedded digitalization in all areas of business. Today, customers are loyal to some brands, but marketplace, a multi-brand marketplace, it's very easy for the customer to leave your company and go to the other company if they don't happy with the services that you give. If your executive has been very rude at the delivery, because there is no sales experience if you realize in the e-commerce. There is no human interaction apart from the last mile delivery that your executive does in the logistics team, you know. So that interaction has to be very nice, very pleasant for the customer. When they receive the parcel, first is obviously the way the packaging is done. Second is how the executive is delivering, how the executive is actually informing the customer that he will be there and coming to us as he is going to be closer to the location. And his whole process goes very, it has to go very pleasant. If by any chance you're not delivering on time, if you're charging extra for delivering early, if your shipping charges are higher than the other company, the customer is going to leave and go to the competition. And why is this happening? Because your logistic partner is not efficient, not well equipped, not using the exact technology and the right kind of manpower which is equipped with the current scenario. So that's the reason the logistic companies have to be really uptight in their game and make sure that they don't lose any ends when it's coming to any kind of new processes that are getting adapted by the industry. How companies differ on logistic business objectives. Businesses which choose traditional logistics are different from the businesses which use e-logistics. So the companies which use traditional logistics, a business wants to move the goods to the customer. So their basic requirement is that the goods have to be picked up from my warehouse and to be delivered to the customer. There is no other prime motive to the whole company with regards to the logistic. They want to do it efficiently. They are doing the same task, but they are doing it efficiently. They need to understand the customer demand. If the customer's demand is that they want to receive the goods in 2 days instead of 4 days, you know, so they will work towards achieving the customer's demand. Customer just wants his order. So with the companies whose customer is not very sensitive of the timeline or anything like that, they just want their order to come to their doorstep. They will use traditional logistics. Customer wants it faster and at a high level of satisfaction with the experience. He does not just want the order to be dumped at his doorstep. He wants that whole interaction that is happening between the logistic executive and the company and the customer. They want it very pleasant and very, they want it in a very efficient manner, which is done in a such a way that there are proper interactions happening between them. Order traceability, not important to business as well to the customer. The customer or the business is not wanting any traceability of the order. They use traditional logistics. Order tracking and order movement, very important for the company, keeps close tab of the order. And this really has a huge advantage when it comes to e-logistics. Customer experience is not the objective. Order completion is the main goal. So how does the customer experience the whole is not important for the companies who adopt traditional logistics. The order has to be delivered, that is important. By providing the best experience for the customer, thereby expecting increase in revenue. So when there is a very good experience with the customer about receiving the goods, of how they have received the goods, how faster, how efficiently, how well they have been packed and all this, that actually encourages the customer to reorder faster or place an order or create the faith and the trust, which creates the revenue eventually for the company. They are the ones who have this kind of a vision. They adopt e-logistics. The companies who just want to complete the order, they use traditional logistics. So let's see the different and what kind of companies use traditional logistics and e-logistics at this kind of parameters. The shipment type in traditional logistics, as told earlier, bulk. In e-logistics, they are small parcels, parcel weighing less than even 200 grams. Customer, strategic. E-logistic, unknown. Strategic is customers that you know he's your wholesale customer. He will buy a huge amount of quantity from you. So strategically, he is your customer. In e-logistic, it's an unknown customer. Basically, you don't know your customer in e-logistics because there are so many customers who order from your company website. Customer service, very reactive. The customer wants this. That's the reason we are giving it. This is a reactive attitude, you know. Responsive and flexible. The customer, before customer would say something, there's something gone wrong, they will become flexible and they will respond to the situation, and they are not waiting for the customer to react on you and then you deliver. They want to deliver before the customer gets into the reactive stage actually. Distribution model, supply driven push. Distribution model, demand driven push. So here the supply end is more at the upper hand. Over there, the demand is at the upper hand. The customer demand is more prioritized. Over here, the supply end is more prioritized. Inventory and order flow. Unidirectional. Unidirectional is moving or operating in a single direction. That is from the supplier to the manufacturer to the distributor to the retailer to the customer. Inventory and order flow in e-logistics is bidirectional. Bidirectional is it moves functioning in two different directions. At times there are reverse logistics happening at the same time. There are also they are moving in two different directions when it comes to distributor or to the final customer. Destinations, always concentrated. They are very concentrated destinations. Let's say in Mumbai, there would be a wholesale market where all the delivery is done by Gati. So it has been done in that area. It's concentrated. It's not the entire Mumbai. Highly dispersed. Highly dispersed is all over Mumbai. Right from South Mumbai to North Mumbai, there are very small parcels being dropped all over the day. Demand. Very stable and consistent. The demand is very stable. It's a stable. Every time, like in a turnaround time of 3 months, you will receive an order from the retailer and you will deliver it, and there is a courier partner. He comes, he picks up and he gets the goods. Highly seasonal and fragmented. Seasonal is what is that during Diwali you have a lot of fragmented orders. You will receive a lot of deliveries that to be done before Diwali. So it's very seasonal and very fragmented. Fragmented has been divided, too many segments are there, you know. Orders. Predictable. I know that this particular customer will come back to me again after 2 months and have a repeat order. So it's a very predictable sales and the supply chain happening both. Orders, very variable. Not necessary the same customer comes and buys it from my website. He can probably go and buy it from the other website too. So it is very variable when it comes to orders in e-logistics. And to make sure that the customer comes back to you, the e-logistic companies really work hard in putting their technology in place and getting their manpower equipped. This is the challenge that they are actually facing and they are wanting it to overcome. Frequency, very less. In entire 1 year, you will have 4 orders from that customer. Frequency, very high. If the customer is very happy with you, he will order 12 times but small shipments from you.